Pakistan People's Party, PPP, Chairman Bilawal Bhutto Zardari has declared India a terrorist nation and urged the neighboring country to choose between dialogue or destruction in the current situation. In a statement delivered in the National Assembly on Tuesday, former Foreign Minister Bilawal reiterated that Pakistan has made it clear to the world, including India, that it has no involvement in the recent Pahalgam incident. He added that India was shifting the blame for its own incompetence onto Pakistan. "Pakistan does not bow down," Bilawal remarked. "Our nation was founded through struggle, and the Pakistani people's struggle will continue. A bloodbath is being unleashed in occupied Kashmir, where India's state-sponsored terrorism is at its peak. India must stop its atrocities against Kashmiris." Zardari further asserted that India's allegations against Pakistan in connection with the Pahalgam incident, along with threats, are unfounded. "I want to make it clear to the world that Pakistan had no involvement in the Pahalgam incident. Pakistan is the most affected by terrorism. We have condemned all forms of terrorism, and we ourselves are victims of it," he said. The PPP chairman further said that Pakistan has shown the world that India is a terrorist nation, presenting evidence of Indian-backed terrorism across countries such as Sri Lanka and Canada. He accused the Indian government of acting irresponsibly. During his address, Zardari also affirmed that Pakistan's armed forces are on high alert to defend the country, stating, "India must remember that the Pakistani nation will never bow to anyone. It must choose between dialogue or destruction." He warned India that any aggression would be met with a strong response from Pakistan's military, with the full support of the nation. Zardari concluded by reaffirming the unity of the Pakistani people, saying, "Whether Sindhi, Punjabi, Pashtun, Baloch, or Kashmiri, we are all Pakistanis first. We will respond as one, with a unified heart, mind, and fist." He also condemned India's actions regarding the Indus Waters Treaty, calling its suspension a crime against humanity. "The entire nation is united to confront India. Our armed forces are fully prepared to respond to any form of aggression," he said. Tensions between India and Pakistan reached new heights following a deadly attack on April 22, 2025, when 26 men were killed at a tourist site in Pahalgam, in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJK. India swiftly blamed Pakistani elements for the attack, but no evidence was presented to support the claim, which Islamabad vehemently denied. In response to the attack, India's Cabinet Committee on Security approved several retaliatory measures on April 23, including the closure of the Wagha Atari Land Transit Point, a travel advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid Pakistan.